listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today I want to speak to you from 1 John chapter 4 and tell you about something that is either going to come to you as good news or bad news. Here's the news. It's not enough to be smart. Here we go. 1 John chapter 4, verse 6, where we read this. We are of God. He who knows God hears us. He who is not of God does not hear us. By this we know the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. Again, that's 1 John chapter 4, verse 6. Now, John begins that verse with these words, we are of God. Now, those words sound comforting to some people, and they sound terrifying to others. Those were true and special words to those who are indeed God's people and display the kind of love, the kind of power, the kind of character that Jesus himself shows. However, throughout the centuries, almost every tyrant, every cruel general, and every wicked leader has used those words, we are of God. You see, people who use those words wrongly want the added prestige and power that comes when other people think, hey, God is on their side. Almost everybody wants to believe that God is on their side and that their cause is blessed because they say, we are of God. So when John says here, we are of God, how do we know that he's right to say it? Well, John is right, number one, because the we he wrote of were the apostles who saw and heard Jesus firsthand. They had a special authority and a remarkable confidence because they had a unique calling from Jesus. They were his specially authorized representatives. Now, if this was just an individual talking, then his claim to be of God might be overconfident. But John spoke as one of God's apostles, and he called forth the gathered testimony of his fellow apostles there in the first century, therefore making it clear that their testimony was the measure of truth and sound doctrine. You see, we know this truth by using the New Testament as our measure, which is the inspired record of the apostles' teaching. When someone agrees with what God says in the New Testament, they show that they know God. When someone contradicts the New Testament, they reveal that something is wrong in their knowledge of God. Now, this certainly is not to exclude the Old Testament, no. But since the New has all the confidence in the Old Testament, it includes it altogether. Now, this helps us to know the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. If someone hears what God has said in the Bible, we know that they have the spirit of truth. If they do not hear it, then they have the spirit of error. This phrase clarifies that error has a spiritual dynamic to it. It's not just about being educated or smart. The spirit of error can powerfully influence some very educated and intelligent people. And since error has a spiritual dynamic, keeping it in the spirit of truth is mostly a spiritual issue. Here's what I mean. Many times we think that the difference between truth and error is all about how smart someone is. It's been said that people often asked Albert Einstein, the famous physicist, what he thought about God. Now, Einstein's brilliance as a scientist was unquestioned, but he did not have any more insight into spiritual truth than anybody else can. You see, we keep in the spirit of truth not by brain power, but by clinging to Jesus, the one who said, I am the truth, in John 14, verse 6. So here's the question. Are you in the spirit of truth today? You can find that spirit of truth by reading and understanding God's word. Walk in it today.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.